97.3. Julia Carcatzel here. Now, the Ocean Lovers Festival is a multi-channel showcase of solutions to ocean recovery. Conservation is the driving theme, showcasing global alliances as well as local best practice. And it's on from April 11 to the 14th at Bondi Beach, featuring live entertainment, art, photography, and a film festival, workshops, immersive experiences, and informative free talks to inspire. And joining me today on the show to discuss this festival is Anita Colney, who is the festival founder. Anita, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
And I hear that you're down there at Bondi right now as we speak.
I am actually. We've just opened up our Icebergs installation, which is the live ocean revival experience with the Sydney Institute of Marine Science in the Icebergs pool, so people can actually come and swim through a crayweed forest to showcase some of the solutions-driven projects that are actually taking place that many people aren't even aware of. It's very exciting.
Oh, wow. Geez. I mean, I'm very jealous. I'm sitting here in a studio, so I don't exactly have a fantastic view compared to yours, I'm sure. But what did inspire this event?
Really, you know, I think it's the fact that 2 out of every 3 breaths we take come from the ocean, and I've got 4 children of my own, and I thought I just want them to be able to enjoy what I've enjoyed. And there's so much negative publicity about what's going on in the world with the oceans, and I just wanted to create a fun event where people could come and feel captivated, you know, get educated and be motivated to go away and do something different and actually feel that they have some power to make a change as well.
Sure. And would you say then that Australians are kind of losing their, I don't know if you could say traditional, if that's the right word, but their traditional ties to the ocean, to the environment?
Absolutely. I think people in general have lost that because we've become such an industrialized world that people have forgotten that we need the environment and we need the planet to survive. And I think that, you know, animals in nature, that's still inherent, but for people we've sort of lost that. And it is heading back that way with all this. There's so much going on in the sustainability space at the moment. It's incredible. So I think there's been a big awakening in the few years that I've been developing this festival. I've seen such a change in the last 2 years. And it seems that, you know, the concern of the oceans has actually become quite mainstream in the last 2 years.
Right. And so what are some of those problems? You know, Australian beaches obviously need more of a cleanup now than in recent years? Or what are the main issues that we're dealing with?
I think it's our consumerism. We need to start thinking more about what we wear and what we use and reduce our single-use things and not try and steer away from plastics and fabrics that are bad for the environment, because without thinking of it, all these things, whether it's clothes that you put in the washing machine and all these plastics end up in the ocean, and they're polluting. They're not only polluting the ocean, they end up being eaten by fish that we're actually eating and cause diseases. So it's actually quite a lot deeper and more complex than people realize. It's not just throwing away a bottle and it ends up in the ocean. It's actually affecting our health and our well-being in the long run, not just the planet.
Sure. And so lots of funds will hopefully be raised at this event. Will they be directed towards projects like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We have a really great Nikon online exhibition at the moment, and all the funds from that are going to the Australian Marine Conservation Society. That finishes on Sunday. Hotel Revitis has been fabulous, and they've come on board and they're offering all the funds from 3 of their drinks over the entire festival to the Sea Shepherd. And so we've got quite a few different fundraising efforts along the weekend. And we've just got some amazing things for people to come and check out. We've got Marina Debris that's doing a trash and parade. If you're not familiar with Marina, she's a local artist and activist from the eastern suburbs. And she makes haute couture looking fashion with things that she collects from the beaches. And it's quite amazing.
Mm.
And so that's happening on Saturday and Sunday at 11:30 and 1 o'clock at the Bondi Pavilion in the amphitheatre. And that will be surrounded by eco markets, showcasing lots of positive solutions driven projects. And there'll be yoga gear made out of recycled plastics and carpets and all kind of cool products that people can come and check out.
Fantastic. And how else can Australians contribute to ocean conservation besides attending the festival?
I think it's just about trying to change their lifestyle, first of all. Like I said, if people make just the smallest changes, like buying a keep cup or, you know, not taking plastic bags in supermarkets and things like that, all those little changes really make a huge difference. So I think it's just about giving power back to the people and making them realize that actually they can actually make a difference and contribute.
Fantastic. And I'm sure that this festival will inspire everyone to do so. Anita, thank you so much for your time today on the show, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much, and I hope lots of people come down to support it on the weekend. We've got some amazing events. We've also got a great event on Saturday morning, actually, called the Ocean Lovers Lap with the North Bondi Surf Club. So one of our ambassadors, Lizzie Wellborn, will be leading that. And it's actually an opportunity for people to get in, bring their goggles, win some prizes for wearing bright coloured swimwear, and see some of the sea life beneath the ocean. And that will be followed by a Guinness World Record attempt for the most swimming caps on the beach and Bondi's biggest beach cleanup.
It'll
be starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning up until about 1 or 2 at the North Bondi Surf Club.
Well,
I
you
hope
have
people
to
come on down.
Yeah, I have to take part in that. The most swim caps, that's what a sight. And the cleanup sounds fantastic. Anita, it all sounds great, and I will definitely try and head down if I can this weekend. Thank you so much for your time on the show.
Thanks so much for having me on.